Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Sheena Qualis DeVries. Sheena left her finance career and earned a graduate degree in education, where she spent years teaching middle school before she retired and moved to St. Petersburg. Sheena is the founder and CEO of Kidsonomics. She cultivates the financial literacy of youth so they become financially healthy adults. Please welcome Sheena to Sunshine Sisters. So I want to know, and our listeners want to know a little bit about you. Where did you grow up?
Long Branch, New Jersey.
A Jersey girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jersey. Right now, the weather's not that great. I'm glad to be here in the Sunshine City. We're up in Long Branch, New Jersey, which is along the shore next to Asbury Park. Most people know the Stone Pony.
Yeah, and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. So there's that reference for it. There's that geographic location. Grew up there all my whole life up until this point. My childhood life up until I went to Rutgers University. And then from there, I moved to Montclair, New Jersey, where I started my career in the finance industry. Kind of a weird thing. I started in a finance company called Beneficial Finance, which is similar to AmScot here. Mm-hmm. Was an assistant manager there, lent money, also did the collection aspects for that company. So I learned a lot about collections, money, budgeting. And it was in Orange, New Jersey. They're no longer located there. Strangely enough, people laugh. I tell them after that, I was an officer at the Howard Savings Bank, which no longer exists. However, I was the repo assistant manager.
Oh my gosh.
Collections. I collected cars. Very interesting. And, you know, you kind of feel bad as well because you repossession someone's car. But as it was, I moved from there to the first or second largest bank in the state of New Jersey into commercial assets. So I must have picked up repoing cars so well that I started foreclosing on properties, commercial properties.
Wow.
My range was anywhere from $2 million up throughout the country. I did the share sales for the bank and any aspects of liquidation of major commercial properties in the content. From there, listen to this. You know, and I veered off into education.
Wow.
Is that a switch? Oh, boy. People say, what? I said, yeah, isn't that how it goes? You go from collection officer to teaching in school? Well, let me explain how.
You were a math teacher?
No, a language arts.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Actually, it was kind of strange because the bank had a mentoring program with the school system in Newark. I'm working downtown Newark at First Fidelity Bank. And as an officer, you know, you would go in and you attend various classes and mentor the youth. And so it was a program throughout the bank. And when it was time for me to retire from that, I went right into education.
Wow. Second career.
Well, actually, it was my third. I kind of skipped one in between. Mm-hmm. I acquired an annuity license, and I used to sell the life insurance, disability insurance, and cancer insurance to American Airlines.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm.
So for 2 years in between careers, as I was getting my master's, I flew all over the country at all of American Airline hubs selling life insurance, disability, and cancer insurance to the crew and the pilots.
Oh, wow. So then you had an opportunity to get a master's degree in education? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I did. As a package, I was laid off in the bank. Mm. That was very hurtful until I realized that was the best thing that could happen for me because mm-hmm. I got to teach. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I acquired a master's in reading. And like I said, I had that in-between career, and then I went on into a school system in Orange, New Jersey.
Nice. When did you move to St. Pete?
This is fun. You know, you hit on all the good points. Okay. So, my husband was able to retire earlier, and he said, we're going to St. Pete or to the Clearwater area. We had been vacationing here in most of the Clearwater area for like 22, 23 years. Mm. Always coming down in August, you know, when school was out or when I was out of work. And we just loved the area. Started looking around in 2014. Mm-hmm. I retired June 23rd, 2015. And I had airplane tickets to come here the next day.
Wow.
My husband had already for an entire year been packing up stuff and coming down and rented a place and all that because he was retired. He was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was still under contract. So I left after that. It was the next day. All my stuff was gone. House was sold up north and arrived here in St. Petersburg.
Yeah. And into the sunshine.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the hottest time of the year. Baptism by fire.
Yeah. Got used to it, though. I enjoy this cool weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right now.
Snow.
Exactly.
Right
yeah.
now. We're appreciative of this.
Yeah, we are. So then you jumped into St. Pete and got involved, because I've always known you to be somebody who's very active in the community. What got you going on that?
I've always been like this, and I was able to retire early. And I said to myself, you know what? You're going to pay back. You're going to pay forward. You're going to enjoy this. Because I love working with youth. Everybody knows me as, you know, work, and I only work with youth. And through my company, Kidsonomics, which was actually a founded New Jersey company in 2013. So I came here, and Kidsonomics, it teaches the financial awareness, I would say, for youth and youth any age up to about 22. For them to become financially well adults in the finance aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole curriculum that I have, and I really wanted to, you know, help youth individually, groups, however, you know, just to pass on some knowledge. Because you got to understand, I came out of Rutgers University with a double degree, economics and political science. I jumped right into the finance industry, which was lending, where usury laws are like 25-26%. With individuals that, you know, needed money for, you know, everyday happening things, emergency, just survival.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of really disturbed me, because the educational aspect of a loan, when you're taking out a loan, it takes you 2 years to pay off. However, you took out the loan for Christmas, you know, it's not really financially wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped right into when I came here. And it's funny, when I first started here, it's like, St. Petersburg, even though it's a lot different now, but the vibe, the renaissance was coming. You could feel it in the...
Sure, like 10 years ago.
It was positioned, okay? And, you know, some people don't like all the buildings and all that, but it gives you a true, I know, it's a combination, if you're from Jersey, of being right next to New York, 20 minutes from New York, you get on the train, mm-hmm. that's downtown to me. Hoboken with all the diners and all the eateries,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's downtown and off Central Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the you know, the stadium there.
Mm-hmm.
You can attend, you have the nightlife, the theater. It's all here.
Yeah,
so it's like, whoa, so let me get involved.
Sure. So does your program go into the schools, or do you do it at the community centers? I don't understand.
I'll do it anywhere anyone wants me to. Now, I have done a 21st Century iClass a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the nonprofits, I have worked several years, or I shouldn't use the word work. My services are used at youth advocacy program, which are youth agent out of foster care.
Oh,
okay. I'm in Tampa a lot
uh-huh.
with the youth there. I do home pod schools.
Uh-huh.
I do one-on-one during COVID. I did a lot of Zooms,
mm-hmm.
one-on-one. It's wherever.
Yeah, well, you know, people need that. They need the financial literacy. They do. Yeah.
Is it not a confusing world for us?
Sure.
Can you imagine for them the new trend
mm-hmm.
where everything's done online? And I mean, that's the thing that disturbed me. I remember when the first ATM came out at our bank, and I looked at this machine. I said, oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble
mm-hmm.
because you don't have the relationship with filling out the ledger. And I know people look
it's
at
very them. Easy to put that card in and get money.
Yeah, just get it out. And in your head, you hope you got it. But it's just that attachment to money, feeling the money mm-hmm. and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, it really is. So you're here now. There are opportunities, clearly.
Mm.
Challenges. Can you speak to one or the other, opportunities or challenges?
The challenge, and I'll be honest with you, is I really would like to follow a group of youth like I used to do in school. I may have started in the fourth grade with them, taught them fifth and sixth, looped around, you know, looping with the sixth and seventh to really get a good foundation. I'm really looking for a group that would stay with me for 3 years
mm-hmm.
so I can pour into them all of my knowledge.
About financial literacy.
About financial literacy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to start a entrepreneurship club mm-hmm. like I did back home, where youth made different things. We recycled various items and sold them. So now you get into helping your environment,
mm-hmm.
Recycling. I also do sweet potato economics. It's an agricultural aspect of kidsonomics where sweet potato, you can teach inflation. Go into the store and check out a sweet potato prices. Mm-hmm. They fluctuate up and down, just like gas prices do. Why mm-hmm. is that happening? Mm-hmm. When does that happen? How can you avoid that? You know, so you think of different ways of, I'll buy sweet potatoes when they're 39 cents a pound, rather when they're $1.69.
Sure.
You know, what can I do? You can preserve sweet potatoes. You can dehydrate them. You can make potato chips with them. And you can grow a sweet potato from a sweet potato.
Right.
As long as it's organic. Yeah. And I do that all the time. As a matter of fact, I did a session with the Gathering of Women, I think it was 6 years ago, at PTEC. Mm-hmm. And I grow sweet potato slips. And we grew sweet potatoes. Oh, my goodness, did we grow sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. And I was told that after most of them were harvested, it would have been like $300 worth of sweet potatoes.
Wow. No
from
kidding.
Slips.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've grown slips for, what is that church? St. Augustine Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. I did a summer camp with them, mm-hmm. talked to them about vermiculturing, you know.
So it sounds like your services are available to any community organization yes. that would want them.
I put right. my money into it, but I get a lot of people donating books and things of that nature for sure, me, supplies, sure. materials. Mm-hmm. Initially, I started off free, mm-hmm. and it didn't seem like it grabbed on too well, because mm-hmm. I actually sent out 150 letters to a lot of organizations in one reply.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay, so I was...
So how would somebody get your services? You have a website or they have to contact you?
I have a website,
you?
Okay. You know, in my business card, okay. I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so somebody could actually look that up.
Right, and I know there's a lot of grant programs initiated mm-hmm. for youth, especially in the financial literacy aspect mm-hmm. of it. And, you know, I modify my
sure.
It's, you know,
sure.
because I want to serve the youth.
So let me ask you, what is the accomplishment, though, that you're the most proud of?
You know, it's hard to, the outcome, it's hard to know whether a youth understood or applies what you learned, because it's a long-term thing.
Sure.
So I was at Carrabba's, about a year ago, and I walk in a restaurant, and one of the young girls, her name is Maya, she's like, hi, Miss Quals, how you doing? I'm like, hi, because I didn't know her name. Mm-hmm. And I've served so many youth in St. Petersburg and Clearwater. And so I said, okay. Well, she said, don't you remember? I said, kind of, I'm going to be honest. I really don't. It happened to be one of the youth that I was servicing at the youth farm when it first started. And I talked to her, or actually the whole group, about saving their money. I try to teach from a savings perspective. Mm-hmm. You pay yourself first and all of that. And she was working at the restaurant. And I said, oh, okay. I said, what are you doing? She says, right now I'm just working. I said, how long have you been out of school? She had been out 2 years. And I said, and she said, but I'm saving like you said. I said, here's the other thing you need to do. Make sure. Because if you're not in school now, take one course every semester. Take one course. Mm-hmm. You will be surprised that you will be finished with your degree in whatever it is if you just take one course.
Yeah. So I hear what you're saying essentially yeah. is the impact that you have on kids is what you're the most proud of.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yes, I can see that. You know, I can see that in your enthusiasm. So who are the people in this town or who are the people who have affected you in your life that you admire or who have inspired you?
Oof, you got a list there. You know, there are so many, I'll say women, I'll give them the credit, mm-hmm. because they have been doing phenomenal things, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And they don't want credit for it. They don't want the applause. They don't want any of that. And it's just, I mean, I don't want to shout out any names because there's so many, I'll be here for a good hour. But they have supported me in so many ways, just when I needed help, just the emotional aspect, you know, talking to me, just giving me contacts, and just the way they live, just living at peace. You know, they do kindness every day.
So yeah, women supporting other women is amazing,
it
right?
Really is.
Yeah, and I've had this conversation with other women throughout the series, and you know, we always get this, you know, well, the girls are catty, you know, and
ooh,
that
no.
kind of thing, but that's not my experience. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You know,
powerful women,
women can support one another in a right. very different way.
Well,
you know,
definitely so.
Yeah, yeah, and you have to admire them for that,
and just what they do. I mean, there's a lady that I admire much. She's like 89. I'm like, I want to be like you when I hit 89, because the energy level, mm-hmm. the giving level, the concern, just so involved. But she does grassroots stuff. You would yeah. never know she's there.
Yeah.
You know? But she's what holds it up. She's what started. She's the foundation.
Behind
you
the know? Scenes.
Yeah, all behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Don't give me credit.
So, Jersey girl, you're in St. Pete now. Where have you traveled a lot, or do you have something in mind where you'd like to travel?
Pre-COVID, my husband and I, we had went around and visited a lot of the historical African-American sites here.
Oh, okay.
And just St. Petersburg, but we went in Georgia, mm-hmm. all through Atlanta. Yeah, just the South.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing putting that on, because never had really time before to do that at all.
Right. Well, it's great, too, though, that kind of stuff is being recognized now.
Yes.
And people are taking the time to compile it and put it together, just like we have over here in South St. Pete.
Yes. Right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a history here. And it's just connecting it all, because it's been so fragmented.
Right.
You know? And now you're just putting it all together. And, I've read enough history. And I'm saying, but I never read that.
Sure.
So it's just now actually seeing it is something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Emmett Till went to the gravesite.
Right.
I mean, it's like, okay. Oh, my God. And then when you talk about the history and then you go back and read more of it, and it's like, oh, goodness. I like to visit Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see that there.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, I've done a little bit of travel. I've been overseas. I just don't like flying that long.
He's rather traveling.
I'm like, my husband wants to go, and I'm like, I want to go to Greece, he says. And I'm like, I don't think I want to go. I just can't take the flights.
Sure. Yeah. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday who came back from Italy, and it took them an entire day to get back because their flight was canceled, and then they didn't know what to do. I mean, it was just the story was like a nightmare, and I thought, oh my gosh. And one of them said, I don't think I'm going back to Europe again anytime soon.
But once you're there, you're happy, especially if you can stay a month or so.
Right. Yes. Because it is interesting to go someplace else, right?
Yes, but, yeah. It's just I'd like to travel around here. I really haven't seen enough of Florida.
Right. Or enough of the United States, if you really think about it, right?
Right. I mean, people that have been traveling RVs back and uh-huh. forth, and they're like this and that, and they're showing pictures. Oh, I like to see that, too.
Sure. So do you have time to read or watch things or listen to any podcasts?
Well, I'll be honest. This is one of my senior challenges. I have difficulty turning on the TV. I get so upset because we have two TVs, and one TV gets this station and that, and the other one gets this and that. And I like to follow shows along the way.
Sure.
And then they take the show off and you can't find it again. Then it's streaming. And it's like, I can't.
It's getting very complicated to watch television.
Can't. I'm like, I need grandkids just to turn on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't. But what I do love to read. Mm-hmm. I do love to read. And it's a, what do I like to read?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I'm more so in things that give me peace and strength.
Sure.
You know, so a lot of time that's an autobiography or a biography of someone just to see, how they handled life and adversities. I like to talk to people about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just amazing. You wouldn't know they faced the obstacles that they did.
Right.
It's like, wow. So one of the books, my favorite author, one of my David Children authors, it's Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell are they? Who doesn't love Dr. Seuss?
I don't think there's anybody that doesn't love Dr. Goodness. Seuss.
Oh, and just the illustrations are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the things you can think. Right? And I used to love even to my fifth and sixth graders, I said, the things you can do, the places you'll go. So, oh, the things you can think of. If only you try. If you try, you can think up a guff going by. So that's what the heck is a guff? Oh, think, and wonder. Wondering being, it helps you to create to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why this is. I mean, wonder why that is.
And
like with history, why are things the way they are? Wonder why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Wonder and think. How much water can 55 elephants drink? Now, who goes around wondering about that?
Dr. Seuss, clearly. You had another book with you. You said it was by a local author?
Oh, yes. One of my favorites. This young lady, Laura O'Daney, who is a permaculturist, all into the agri-food environment, met her, oh my God, I've been here, since 2015? So I met her probably the second year I was here. It just opened up the agriculture aspect. I mean, I always loved plants and everything, and everybody knows I have a botanical garden, but the aspect of growing your own food, the science of that was just amazing. But she's taken it to another level, and she talks about combining that with financial resilience and economic empowerment.
Mm.
to. So it's really a concept of social capital, not spending money, reusing things, recycling. I hope you bring her on because she can explain it more than I can, but it's growing free.
I'd like to get to know
really,
her.
It's somewhat, I teach the youth as well. It's not about all these materialistic things. You know, it's about people, helping people, you know, establishing relationships, friendships, and then you can find ways to resolve a lot of the issues and problems.
Yeah.
You really can.
Sure.
And her aspect, she takes it through the agri-food end of it. Well, you can grow your own food. You can literally grow anything on a patio, as long as there's sunshine.
Sure.
Or you can even have one of them sun lamps. So this is a very interesting book, and I really hope you bring her
on. And what is the name of it?
It's Growing Free, Financially Resilient and Economically Empowered by Laura O'Dane. And she has other authors along with her, but I happen to know her personally.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, Sheena, this has been fabulous. Thank you for joining me in the studio today. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Yes. This has been fantastic. Thank you for inviting me.
You've been listening to Sunshine Sisters. My guest today was Sheena Qualis DeVries. You can find out more about Sheena on Facebook at Kidzonomics LLC. KIDZONOMICS LLC. I'm Karen Cormichael.